No, that destroys them for the future.
So you ever, like, you ever get, like, really mad? You ever get pissed off? And then you're, like frustrated because you look around the room and you're like, God, I want to break, but it's all my stuff.
Yeah, that happens.
Like, I can't. It is so, like, yeah, like, emasculating, disempowering, whatever you want to, like, like, yeah. I just want to smash.
That's Hulk, what you need. Smash. Yeah. One of my those Japanese, like, rage.
But then everything is like, oh, but I want that. I don't, yeah, yeah, I don't want to break that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Welcome back to RTFB. This is Danielle, and today Chris, other Chris, Travis, and I are talking about Dune Part 2. Well, they are talking about it, and I'm going to chime in every once in a while and tell them they are stupid for spending so much time talking about a popcorn bucket, regardless of what it's shaped like. As of this recording, Dune Part 2 is still out in theaters, so if you want to go into this spoiler-free, then you still have time to run out and see it. And in case you were wondering, if you haven't seen Part 1, Part 2 probably isn't going to make a lot of sense, so don't be stupid, go see both. Or don't. I think they are both super boring. Anyway, when you're ready, let's get back into this chat with the Chris's already in progress.
Perfect. Yes.
Congratulations.
You, I, no, you better hope she doesn't hear this, because we're going to...
Yeah, I really don't think she should.
Well, tell her to stop listening when we talk about fucking a popcorn bucket.
Like, yeah, she will lose all respect.
I don't know that she would, but it just kind of highlights the fact that she's 15.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Yeah.
And our cultures are very dramatically different.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
Ain't nobody all about 15 listening to this.
The Snapchats and the TikToks.
Yeah.
Ain't, like, no 15-year-old, you know, listening to this.
No. Thank God. They, no. It's not for you kids.
If you're 15, sign off now.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
If you're 15, I'm sorry for the rest of your life if you're listening to this. I'm so sorry.
That too.
It's about,
like,
to get real tough.
Nobody will ever understand you, and yeah, I'm sorry.
It's about to get real tough, bro.
Yeah.
Or girl, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
They all use bro, so I guess it's fine.
Wait, first post about us on your Snapchats, then sign up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I would
tell,
say,
your, tell your 15-year-old friends about us.
Yeah, I would say for her to put on her TikTok. Listeners. Looks like that's going away, so.
No, it's just going to get moved to a different shell company or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We're going to get Vines back. That's what's,
like,
going to happen.
That's the plan, but, like, I don't know that the Chinese government will relinquish its hold over the app, so we'll find out.
Well, someone needs to quickly steal the code and make their own TikTok.
You're
all that has to happen
that's
is
what,
for
that's
Instagram
what China
to finish
did.
Implementing the
steal it back.
Code in its steal algorithm it to do the same crap you can do with Instagram on TikTok.
TikTok.
So that's what's going to happen. There's already a lot of cross posts between TikTok and Instagram, so.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, at least the US government didn't ban Pornhub.
Oh,
nope,
wait
just
a
the
minute.
States did.
Yeah.
I mean, they
just
didn't
some states.
They didn't actually ban it. They just wanted you to have sign-ins and they're like, "Fuck you guys."
Yeah. Well, I mean, that companies don't want to do that, and I don't blame them, because then you have to basically swipe your ID.
Yeah,
every time,
I mean,
you log on, and they don't want to be responsible for safely securing that data.
Yeah.
It's, given it's, that private companies can't, I don't blame them.
It's effectively banning it.
Yes.
Which is amazing. Like, it's almost like they, I don't know, want people to fuck more.
Hmm.
And
is that what they're trying to do?
Have babies that they're not prepared to
have. Have more American babies is their thinking. Not immigrant babies, because that would be bad, apparently.
Yeah.
Make Americans have kids who don't want them or can't take care of them. That's a solid plan.
You're saying that like immigrants don't enjoy pornography, too.
No.
They don't. Didn't you know that? They don't.
No, they only have weird salted meats. They don't like pornography.
Yep. And different holidays, that's it.
different holidays. Yeah. Oh shit!
They're gonna eat a meat you would never have. They don't need porn. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I say it's probably time for us to get like a NordVPN partnership or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, NordVPN, start advertising to all those people in Texas and North Carolina that cannot access.
No, no. See, that's what us, the partners, are for.
Yeah, they don't know how to advertise. They got to pay us to do it.
They don't want to have to do it.
I'm doing it right now.
Right.
Get a VPN to get around access restrictions. Yep. Do it.
If you're 15 years old,
they probably don't want me to say that, but yeah.
Guess what, kids? If you get a VPN, then you can use the original TikTok out of China.
Ooh. Yeah.
So there you go.
15 year olds, just a trick, just a tip from when I was, you know, a lad.
Uh-huh.
If the link says, like, click this if you're over 18, like, they're not going to check. You just click it.
That's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
That's why they're trying to get it banned, because the kids don't follow the rules.
Ooh. Yeah, but I mean, talk to a librarian, you know? Like, actually, a librarian.
That's good advice.
Like, you know, a librarian would never prevent you from checking out a book that you wanted to check out.
They're for free speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe somehow the New York Public Library, which has that program for kids that live in states that ban books, to give you access to books digitally, will somehow give you access to kiddie porn. No, wait.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Scratch that.
Hang on.
Yeah, and if you're a 15-year-old librarian, we want to hear from you. So
that's right.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. How'd you get that job?
You are allowed to listen. To. With or without
a VPN. I tell my kids all the time, I'm sorry you can't get a job yet without parental permission, because you're not legally able to sign a contract. So
if you're 15 years old and want to be a librarian, send us the permission slip and we'll sign it for you.
That's right.
We will pretend to be your parent or guardian.
I mean, I'll sign anything. Fuck it.
What else am I doing?
Oh, sounds good. Yeah.
Whatever.
Perfect.
This is for what? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Legally binding? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
Right.
It's probably better if I don't know what this is.
Yeah, exactly. Don't read it to me. Don't explain it.
I'll have guilt then.
Where do I sign?
Oh my god. Well, you may have noticed. It's just me.
It is just you.
Danielle is off in Fort Worth tonight. She's helping her sister because she's doing a craft show tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I don't
know if
she's
in the hellhole of Fort Worth.
Yeah, fucking Fort Worth. Who'd go there?
Fuck Fort Worth.
What are they crafting?
You know what they... Fort Worth, if you're 15 in Fort Worth, like, you know what you did. You're not No, no, I don't know if you've seen her sister posting about those, like, craft wreaths she's been making as, like, a side business.
No.
Well, she's been making these craft wreaths.
Okay.
For funerals?
My mom would have loved that.
No, for just, like, holiday decorations and stuff.
My mom liked wreaths for decorations for different holidays.
Like with puzzle pieces and Scrabble tiles and stuff.
Ribbon and, like, Easter bunnies and shit.
Like pine cones, maybe?
Almost had one for every holiday.
Like, antique-y trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. My grandma has so many, like, different holiday decorations, but I think it's just because, like, all of my aunts are like, oh, what do you need for Christmas? Like, have some more holiday decorations. It's like the thing that's safe to give her, and, like, I don't think that she... Like, and then those same aunts will show up to her house and decorate for each holiday now.
Wow.
So it's like, she doesn't even have to, like, lift a finger at this point. Like,
wow, there we go.
The house is done up for every holiday.
They're like holiday elves. They just come in and put shit around.
That's what Midwestern aunts do.
That's what they do.
Huh. Yeah.
They just show up and decorate your house with, you know, live, laugh, love slogans.
Yeah.
And
pine cones.
And, you know, grandma's...
Like scented pine cones.
Grandma's give cookies to children type slogans.
Yeah.
I've been learning Americans...
But said in an entertaining way, a funny way, you know.
European holidays like the wimpy way.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
I've been learning about holidays in Luxembourg.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one in February where kids went around it one night with, like, lanterns.
Yeah.
Like knocking on doors and singing songs and crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
but and if you don't give those kids of, like, alcohol.
Turnips or something. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then I learned, so when Lent's getting ready to start in Luxembourg, they have a bonfire night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To chase away winter, and they go and light these big bonfires.
Yeah.
That these days traditionally are cross shaped, apparently, so that was kind of weird.
Oh boy.
I'm like, Well,
you know,
okay,
cultural differences.
You guys. Cultural differences.
Yeah.
And they're really big and fat, and they look just like a giant flaming thing when it's all lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's cool, guys. I didn't know people still did that. Did all this stuff. Like, let's do these things. I'm like, I bet it's because Luxembourg was Gaulish at one time. They were Celtic, and a lot of this sounds like Celtic things.
Yeah.
So let's have big bonfires during season changes and carve lanterns out of turnips and go around to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this is cool.
Asterisk side of the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Americans don't really do any of that, and that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if we do some things, like Texas A&M used to have that big bonfire every year until a bunch of people died.
About
in
that.
It.
Yeah. It's a problem when you make it too big, then
they
gets
made it
dangerous.
Way too big.
Way too big.
Way too big.
Way too big. That's Texas.
Yeah.
But apparently there's
like
a good
seven-story bonfire is
yeah,
like not,
don't recommend
that's
it that
a little,
high.
A little much.
Yeah. It's a little much.
It's a little much.
But yeah. It's a little village near Grevenmacher, you know, all these little RTL today had it like, here's the best bonfires from last night. I'm like, oh, that's nice. That's cool.
Didn't
even know
like
about
that needs
this,
to be a daily feature.
For all the introverts who don't go out to bonfires.
Yeah,
here's
basically.
Our rundown.
Yep.
I want to subscribe to that newsletter.
Tons of pictures.
Show me a bonfire.
Right?
Every day.
There's probably a Twitter, like daily bonfire.
Oh, there probably is.
Bonfires
probably.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonfire magazine.
Yeah.
Right.
Bonfire enthusiast.
Say, we do a bonfire one night for... Count during the middle of the Omer counting.
Yeah.
Lagba Omer. You're supposed to go out and do, like, bonfire and stuff like that. So, because back in ancient
What are you
times,
counting?
The Omer offerings between Passover and Shavuot. Which were, you count an Omer a day, you add one on. It was a wheat, thing of wheat.
Ah.
Like an Omer a day keeps the doctor away?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Hopefully
Something.
An Omer a day keeps the Romans away, but we all know how that went.
So, yeah, that didn't work out.
Not too great in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah, we count the Omer. So Lagba Omer is like the middle of the Omer.
Oh.
I don't remember how many numbers.
And there's a bonfire for that?
Yeah, you're supposed to go out in like nature and like make a little bonfire. And
yeah.
Kind of turned into like maybe have some beers and let the kids run around and that kind of shit, you know. Stuff like that.
I feel like the Midwest still keeps that tradition up. Every once in a while, just go out somewhere and set some shit on fire and drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just every
Man,
once
I want to do that now.
Well, I guess
Has
you could.
Got a good fire pit?
I have a fire pit, but I don't have anything to put in it or anywhere to put the, like, I could put it in the driveway,
yeah,
I guess.
You don't really have a patio, and I feel like...
Yeah, I mean, I joked about, like, yeah, we can just set it up in the living room, like, fuck it, like...
Uh-oh.
I mean, you won't set anything on fire, but you have nowhere for the smoke to go, so there's that.
Yeah.
You open a window, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just
go down,
best.
Go down a couple of blocks to the river, and just
set,
by the river.
Set it up on the stove and turn on the vent, you know.
Can you just walk it down to, like, the little green area across the way from your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Like, by the road or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even better, go to your neighbor's patio.
That's right.
Yeah.
If they're not
I'm
actually
sure they
using.
Won't mind.
Just hand them a beer when they come out. To be like, what are you doing? Like,
oh,
it's bonfire night.
Like, I thought that was obvious.
Yeah.
There is a night. Like, do you have drinks? Come drink.
Yeah.
If they walked out and you handed them a beer from, like, a case, I bet they for a minute would be like, did I forget about something? Like,
yeah, probably.
Did we plan?
Right.
I would gaslight
like, we sure did, Tim. You forgot, didn't you?
Like, just make sure, like...
Remember?
Like, oh, yeah. Like, you invited me.
Remember we had that long conversation the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
Exactly.
Yep.
All that to say, since Danielle's not here...
Yeah.
I'm going to interview her separately, and then splice her in. But what I think will be funny
Sounds
is if
good.
We pretend she's here and just talking to us from the womb...
Does she like it? Because I have a comment to add from Brittany if Danielle was like, well, I didn't like it.
Well, hold on a second. Danielle, did you like it?
I didn't dislike it.
Didn't dislike it. That's not a ringing endorsement.
Well, it was very long.
Yeah.
I was out of my popcorn, like, immediately.
Uh-huh.
And that was really disappointing. I should have got the medium and not the small.
I went with the medium. I don't know what you were thinking.
I don't know. It was a mistake. The movie was too long for a small.
And then this is the part where you pretend to react to what she said. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now I have to imagine what she's saying, though.
And right. Like, we need to know. What did she
like? Okay. Hang on. I need a minute to prepare for this.
Hang on.
For this performance.
Okay.
Yep.
Like, Danielle, what did you not get about it? Like, what didn't make sense to you?
Well, I mean, that's a fair point,
like,
right?
Okay, so, like, Paul Atreides was a nice guy, and then he turned into an evil dick? Like, okay.
Well, he didn't want to, though.
Yeah, he didn't want to until he did.
But it's his destiny.
He had to. It's his destiny. Yeah. Absolutely.
He had to. After he learned who his grandpa was, he was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean...
At least that's what he said in this movie.
No. Like, okay, so I'm gonna lead into this with a story.
Oh boy, a story.
Okay.
Like, I already hinted at this with
Travis
in the chat. Hold on a
second. Hold on just one second.
Here. Okay.
I have to write down some prompts to give to Danielle later.
Okay, prompts. Okay.
Oh yes. Boy, a story.
Oh boy, a story.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So I saw a thing on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
It was the randomest fucking thing, but it was basically a screenshot of a Reddit thread. And the Reddit thread was like basically talking about how drugs, like any kind of, like, it's all performance enhancement for darts. People talking about how like, oh yeah, well I drink, but I also smoke weed and do mushrooms and LSD. And people talking about how, like, oh yeah, I'm so much fucking better at darts when I do LSD. when I like do a bunch of mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
Like,
there we go.
And like one guy talking about how, like, oh yeah, whenever I do mushrooms and play darts, it feels like cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can see the path of the dart, the path that it's going to take.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is just let it happen. Right?
Wow.
It's like you just have to coax the dart into following the right path.
Wow.
And it's like they can predict the future. Yeah. And then like all of the tweet responses were like, oh, this dude's a fucking guild navigator. like uh-huh. Lisan Al-Gaib. Like, right. Who invited the Lisan Al-Gaib to play darts? Like, it's not fucking fair.
I have played darts.
Are you any good at them?
No.
Have you ever tried when you were, like, super high?
I've never been super high. Like, ever?
No. Well, you're missing out.
Okay.
Anyway, I sent that screenshot to my friend, right? My friend who is a known partaker in such. Yeah.
Individual, you know. One, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Anyway. He tells me about the time that he was playing disc golf, right? And his friend is just like on a fucking roll, you know, like hitting every shot. And then he said on the 17th hole, he had a shitty drive.
Yeah.
And like him and all of his friends are just like walking around talking, bullshitting. And he hears this guy from over across the way, like, everybody shut the fuck up. And so everybody hushes down and he takes his disc and he like launches it like 2 feet above the ground. And he says he launches this disc like 300 feet, like directly into the bucket, into the basket.
Wow.
And he said that he set a course record that day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he had apparently also taken a quarter ounce of mushrooms before playing. So that's my story, basically, is Dune makes sense if you're a dude who does mushrooms, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, if you've had any experience with spice.
You can see the future.
Right.
You can account for all things with your intuitive thought process if you just have enough spice.
Yeah, right.
That's what it's all about.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's your explanation for Dune in general, I think. it's really about mushrooms.
It's about dudes on mushrooms, yeah.
Don't fall for charismatic authoritarian leaders.
I think that
especially
comes
ones that take
on,
mushrooms.
Yeah. Especially ones that take mushrooms.
Yeah.
Oh man. We'll come back to that topic again later, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Shit. Okay. I forgot what I was gonna say.
I've derailed everything.
No, you launched us into the conversation.
Oh my god. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So
perfect.
So yeah, like 3 years ago, right? We were talking about Dune 1.
God, crazy 3 years.
We're like,
ago.
who can wait this long for a sequel? I want it today.
I don't know.
Except for Danielle, who was like, not.
Oh, they made another one?
Like, not digging it.
Wow.
I promised her that that stuff would happen in this one, and it did. But
yes,
that didn't get canceled.
Although I was worried because they did delay it.
That's because of that strike. That was in solidarity.
Yeah. But did anybody rewatch Dune 1 before we went to this one?
Yep.
We did, yes.
Day of.
Not me.
I'm sorry.
Were you totally lost?
No, not totally lost. Although did laugh.
Did you read it?
I did, yeah. When we did the first one, I read this and Dune Messiah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've read more than me,
which will be part 3.
Right. Yeah, so it's not like I didn't know what was going to happen, but there were some characters like, who the fuck? Like, why is Thanos here? Who is that guy? But
yeah.
But I did laugh at all the people on the internet being like, can I just start at part 2? I'm like, not really.
No.
Not
no,
really,
not
man.
Really. Yeah.
No.
You'll figure out some stuff, but like nothing will make sense.
And it's not hard to find part 1. It's out there.
Right.
Cue Danielle saying like it still didn't make sense.
It still doesn't make sense.
I want that in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Well, even like my mom told me she wanted to go see it, and I'm probably going to take her to see it, but she hasn't seen the first one.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I read all the books. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, your mom strikes me as the person who would have read all the books.
But she read it when they came out. Like,
yeah.
I would still need to be like,
to see
okay,
part one. Like,
that one's Paul. That one's the princess. I'm going to bring her over to watch part one and maybe take her to see part two later this week. But
nice.
Anyway. So, like, where were we anyway with this fucking story?
Where were we?
So, Paul's family's dead. Those fucking
Mushrooms.
They betrayed him. And his friends are all dead, except Duncan Idaho, who came back and then died again. and then Paul's mom is like, I'm going to protect my baby no matter what. Like, we're going to venture out into the desert. And then they met with Mary Jane Watson, and she was like, you guys are idiots. You don't know how to do desert stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's MJ, but not Mary. Anyway.
Oh, that's right. It was, it was different than that.
It's confusing.
Yeah. I don't even remember what it was now. She's still MJ, though.
Mm-hmm.
She's still an MJ.
An MJ. Yeah. She's a variant.
That's right.
Yeah. but yeah. it did take a good, I don't know, 5 minutes from like, oh, okay, I remember who this guy was supposed to be, and remembering all the different fucking titles everyone has everywhere. Like, Paul has like 8 names in this movie.
Yeah.
He's got his real name, like his birth name, like his giant house name, and then he's also the kangaroo mouse. And he's got a secret name.
Yep.
Secret name, Usul or whatever. Like, yeah, it's crazy. And the prophecy names and all this shit. Like, they're all, it's all just him.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a secret name, so there you go.
You have a secret name?
Can you tell
us? My Hebrew name, yes. We only use it amongst each other.
Oh.
Oh my god. It's
not a big secret. We only use it for ritual purposes these days. But
rituals?
Yes.
You got secret rituals with a secret name?
You're telling me that your culture that has its roots in
the Middle East
culture,
has secret names? Yes.
Crazy.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Oh my god.
Yep.
If we guess it, will you tell us?
I just told you.
Oh.
Oh man.
I'm gonna bleep that out. Make it seem more mysterious.
Yeah, like
sure.
Like,
yeah.
So we don't gain control over you if we know your name?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can't make you do stuff.
Damn it.
No. Pazuzu. Doesn't work that way.
That would be fun though.
I would make my secret name Pazuzu.
Yeah, that's how the tradition kind of evolved, like once we got involved more in outsider society. It's like, well, I have my real name, my Hebrew name that I use amongst my people.
Yeah.
And then the name we use when I'm out with you other folks, because you can't pronounce our names and you think they're weird, so.
Right. It's like
your names are weird.
You know, it's
culture.
Just like the ladies at the nail salon who are all named like Deborah.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Or Kathy or whatever. Like,
Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Who chooses Kathy?
She Someone wants to who sound regular and
loves
normal.
Ice cream, but doesn't like buying swimsuits. Mm. That's who chooses Kathy.
Yeah.
So what did we all think except from Danielle, who said it was still pretty boring?
Yeah, Brittany thought it was not as exciting as Star Wars.
Yeah?
Yeah, she didn't care for it. And we're like, you're wrong, but that's okay. You can be wrong sometimes.
I feel like I can get with that, because Star Wars is its own kind of sci-fi, right? It's more like theatrical. It's more operatic.
Yeah.
More,
I thought it was good. I liked this adaptation.
Yeah.
And seeing the second part.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot too. Although, I don't know. I liked the first one better.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably would have liked it just the same if they had just made one long ass movie instead of two, but.
Could be.
I don't know. The parts of the story they cover in this movie are like my favorite parts. So.
Mm.
It's kind of like. I like the idea of him being like, you know, if I keep doing what I'm going to do, I'm going to basically be Space Hitler.
Yeah.
And start a holy war that's going to kill everybody. And I don't want to do that.
The jihad, yes.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I think they'd like. It's a hard thing to cover in a few hours.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And I do think that it could have benefited a little bit more from having that sort of resistance to the future.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think Sharon mentioned that too, like that transition, I guess, was like very abrupt. And I'm like, well, it makes sense, basically.
Yeah. It's supposed to also take longer.
Like you get your mind opened.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you're bright, kind of forced to confront, like, well, this is who I am, and this is what it is, and I guess this is the only way forward.
Right? Yeah. Well, because if you don't, it'll, like, end you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
As the weird voice said, Paul has to die for, you know,
what he get another name. Get yet another name, Paul.
And even that, like killing someone else is killing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like all of this shit, like, makes a lot of sense if you've ever done any sort of psychoactive substance.
All right. So if you're 15 and have never done drugs, go do drugs and then
go do listening. Drugs right now.
That first time I told you not to listen was a test. You passed. Now go do a lot of drugs.
I'm going to say as the
teacher. We wanted
teacher,
to filter out all the kids that care.
As the teacher in an education setting, don't do drugs, kids. Kids are bad. Kids aren't bad. So they're going to do it anyways. But
kids are bad, drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids. Okay. Okay.
But anyway, do drugs.
Do drugs. It's only the answer to all of your problems right now.
That's.
I mean.
Just, you know, make sure that you have a mentor.
Yeah.
You know, someone to talk to you about your experience afterwards. Otherwise, you'll turn into Space Hitler.
You will.
Yeah. And somebody to be with you during, too.
That's right. Yeah. To give you orange slices and talk you down.
Yeah.
Right.
When, you know, you think that the lizard people are coming to get you.
Right.
And the blue lady is like really pissed off that you're there for some reason. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. If you have doubts about how, like, why you need a trip minder or whatever, go read Fear and Loathing and listen to that episode.
Oh, yeah. That group of episodes. There you go.
Yep.
That's why you don't have your babysitter be high also.
Yeah.
Then you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't know, it's been a little while since I read the books, but I felt like in the book, I got the impression more that, you know, Frank Herbert was like, yeah, he's psychic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he can see the future, like spice makes you psychic.
Yep.
That's and in this, I got way more of the
Bene Gesserit breeding program.
Way more of the feeling that it could be, yeah, you're just really fucking high.
Well, no, like
it opens your
it's,
mind.
Yeah,
it
opens your same, mind. It's
That's why the
same
Space
thing.
Guild uses it to navigate, since they don't
it's
have
the same,
computers.
It's yeah. the same thing. It is tapping into an intuitive part of the human mind that you're not always aware of.
Yeah.
And like again, some people are more intuitive thinkers, and like, yeah, if you do some mushrooms, like, you're going to be able to throw darts better. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
Because you can see where it's going.
Yeah, and it feels like a superpower, but it is right. just like the working of your weird human brain.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the new agey bullshit that Frank Herbert was on when he wrote all this, is like the untapped potential of the human mind.
Right.
Because if you breed enough generations, then I guess you can make your brain super receptive to the drug you're on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was a theme that I'm glad they brought up in the movie too, was how the Bene Gesserit, like, the power of planning things for fucking generations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of years, like what you can
That's
do
what
with that.
Doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could go out and tell everyone, like, someday a guy's going to come and he's going to do this, and that's your messiah, basically. I'm like, look out for him.
Oh, I have to look up shit though, because the day we saw Dune 2, I was reading, like, I heard that Jews are still around then. What were we doing? And then there was one thing, like, yeah, they made a side agreement with the Bene Gesserit, but then just kind of laughed, chuckled to themselves as the Bene Gesserit, like, copied some crap from us.
Oh, yeah,
basically. Things.
And we're just kind of like, you think you've been here a long time? Sure, all right.
Yeah. Well, and, yeah, so... And then, like, when they got towards the end and they were talking about, you know, how they had planned all these different, like, myths, basically, prophecies out there. The question kind of came up, was like, did they have one that finally got out of control and they didn't realize exactly what the impact would be when someone embraced that? Or were they accidentally actually predicting the future in this case?
Like, so
just a long enough timeline.
What
it's
happened
all the
was
yeah.
What happened was that they didn't account for everything, right? Because I mean, what it really was that fucking what's her name?
I don't know.
Who?
Mrs. Atreides.
Oh, Jessica or whatever.
Jessica?
Lady yeah, Jessica.
Lady yeah. Jessica. Anyway.
Because they all had really plain names. It's like Paul and Jessica.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. So basically she went against orders, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For the yes. love of her husband, right? She had yep. a son.
Right.
He was
when
a good
she
dude.
Was she was supposed to only have daughters, right?
Right. Right.
And then it was kind of like the Bene Gesserit saw it as hubris.
Uh-huh.
That, like, she had a son and thought that he might actually be good enough to be the sort of, like, the Kwisatz Haderach, right?
Yeah.
The sort of, like, messiah figure that they were planning on creating. But, so the Bene Gesserit, like, they were planning on doing it eventually with
right.
somebody, but,
probably
like, it
a
wasn't...
a generation or two from where they're at.
Yeah. But yeah. it wasn't supposed to be him.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she kind of fucked everything up by, like, having a son who turned out to be actually capable of doing the thing.
Yeah.
And you kind of get the impression that they're, like, they're going to roll with it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
like, whatever's going to happen, like, they're like, yeah, we've been fine. Like, we're going to continue to be fine. Like,
right.
Like, they can, you know, again, like, they can read people. They can understand people. Like, they're the fucking psychologist manipulators of the universe.
Right.
And so, like, yeah, they're like, we can still control everything. Like, everything's going to be okay. Like,
yeah.
We got this, even though it didn't go exactly as we planned, even though everyone didn't follow instructions, Jessica. Right.
Jessica. Yep.
So
fucking Jessica.
I didn't know this until the Dune Wiki told me. I have no idea if this is true or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it is notable that the term Kwisatz Haderach is an anglicized pronunciation of the phrase Kefitza Haderech, which translates mm-hmm. as the shortening of the way or the leap of the path. And is used as a concept mentioned in Jewish texts as a miraculously rapid transportation between two physical locations.
Oh,
there you go.
It's a wormhole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and here we go.
Wormhole to the future.
I found the part here. So this group of Jewish survivors had survived as a secret society, protected and supported by the Bene Gesserit through a pact of both-sided loyalty, though they sometimes felt amused or dismayed by what they thought of as the Bene Gesserit copying them. Yeah.
All right. So, Danielle,
is that racist?
I don't know, but it says Judaism is the only religion from Old Earth that survived throughout the time.
Oh.
So, I can't tell if that's racist or anti-racist. Like, I can't tell. It's hard.
I say anyway. Anti-racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, give the Jews something, you know?
Yeah,
we had our own planet at one point.
Oh.
We settled a world where no one else lived there. It was called Gamu, apparently. And there was a population on Seleucus Secundus before that got all weird and polluted. And then Newark.
Newark?
Newark.
In New Jersey.
Newark.
Oh.
Newark. There was a planet apparently called that. Okay. Or a settlement, probably, you know, named after New York from Old Earth, but Newark. I'm like, okay, thanks, dude, people.
So, Danielle, did that clear everything up?
It still doesn't make sense.
Probably not.
Danielle, do some drugs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Go It'll all it. Make sense. Just do some drugs.
And then go play darts.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right.
Whatever is your thing. Side note, Levi had a 5K he was running in this morning for St. Patrick's Day. You know how.
Oh, was he on drugs?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But you know how these races have like the little tents set up for like vendors, local vendors to come and be like, hey, come by yoga classes or.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't, but now I do.
Okay. Well, just so you know. A lot of times these races have little tents for stuff. So,
okay.
Since it was a St. Patrick's Day run, they got a local brewery to come and give out samples.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not actually marijuana, but some local dispensaries were also there with, like, health products with whatever, Delta 8 and CBD and stuff. I'm like, here you go, kids.
All right.
Run your race, kids. Get drunk and have some weed.
Yeah.
It helps with the pain afterward.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, I did read a thing about a guy who did like trail running, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I was like on mushrooms for every single one of those runs because like
you could never endure otherwise.
Well, yeah, he's like, I'm running like, you know, double marathons or whatever, but like I'm running away from dinosaurs.
Right.
Wow.
That'd be motivating. It helps a lot. Yeah, it's very totally motivating to not know what's in the bushes.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So more like general notes from my side. So I wish this had come out earlier because since I saw Willy Wonka, I kept expecting Paul to pull out chocolate bars and be like,
here you go, Shai-Halud, have a chocolate bar.
Yeah. Man, just have chocolate. Put the spice chocolate in the chocolate. Sandworm. Have a cosmic chocolate bar.
Oh, there we go. That'd be good.
I thought what they did with his sister was probably really smart. as like not having her being like a baby who's like fully verbal.
But stabbing people didn't like that, like yeah. Brittany.
I mean,
didn't
I
like that.
No. I do want to see like a 2-year-old kid fucking stabbing a guy.
Yeah, with a Gom Jabbar. Like we were robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you don't. I think you no.
Some of this stuff, like I'm like, it's
you're,
it makes
you're okay with just like Queen's Gambit showing up for like a minute.
Yeah, she needs to come back so we can see her in part.
I didn't need it to be her, but.
But she was chosen. That's who's they what? Got to. That's who Denis got to play her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. This is where Daniel will tell us about how she noticed like all of the generic people that are in everything are in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the new Jude Law.
The whole cast.
The whole cast. Is the new Jude Law. The new Jude Law. They're just in everything, at all times. He set the precedent.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're passed the torch on to them, I guess.
Yeah. Including Princess Peach, and we wondered why Jack Black didn't show up. Or
he's too jovial for Dune.
He was in Star Wars.
Yeah, but he's jovial for Dune.
He was in Mandalorian, right?
That's still a happier universe than the Dune one,
I guess. So well, he can be. He fought the devil, like he can.
I mean, you know, just wait for the eventual Warhammer movie where everything is fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yep. But no, I mean, there was stuff, especially around that, like his sister in particular, I'm like, this is one thing to read about, and I think it'd be really weird to see it on a film. And a lot of people are like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, mm-hmm. go watch the David Lynch Dune.
Yeah, you should do that anyway.
You should
do that anyway.
But yeah, like, I don't know, I do feel kind of screwed over, like, not being able to see like a 2-year-old stabbing a guy.
Yeah.
I feel like we need that.
We did. Yeah.
At the same time that I didn't need to see like a CGI baby, like an Ally McBeal baby stab somebody.
You wouldn't have.
I did miss some of the weird ass dialogue from the Lynch version. Mm-hmm. Like no one was like asking to spit on anyone's face. Like they were just kind of murdering people. It was weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that wasn't fun weird either.
People who just think the Lynch version is not good, so there we go.
Yeah.
Not a good adaptation.
Well, maybe there's a middle way.
I think there is.
Have some of the more quote-unquote realistic depictions, and then still some outlandish dialogue.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Get fucking George Miller to do it. Let's have Mad Max to do it.
Instead of having spent all that time making that Furiosa prequel,
yeah,
he could have just done Dune.
Yeah,
which I mean, honestly, I'm pretty excited for that too.
I am too. Yeah, it's gonna be good. But,
I'm saying that made me think maybe he should have had a crack at Dune.
Right.
I'm just saying. I didn't think Bald Elvis lived up to Sting's performance for Fade, although he was certainly very built.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just kind of there for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I do feel like he was a little underused.
Yeah,
Bald Elvis.
Because the parts he was in, I'm like, ooh, this is really good. That's very sinister.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Mm. Yeah, but I guess it's kind of the same
way.
That
is like he was there, and then he was just dead.
Yeah,
like kind they had the same their way fight, in the books and that was too. It.
You've got that's like true. the Baron and what was his name? Rabban. Rabban?
The Beast Rabban.
Coco
yeah.
Rabban.
Mm. Who turns out to be a bitch. Which is fine.
And that guy's like, get out of here. Here's another guy.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
But they weren't like building Rabban up his legend by him fighting guys with a... He had a shield on. Like, all
that was
right.
Interesting. Well, then he had shield off, so...
Well, that one time.
Yeah.
That guy wasn't all drugged up, but he was still just a guy.
So was Fade
just
there.
A guy.
Yeah, he's just a guy dude. Too.
No, he was the Na Baron or whatever.
Yeah, the heir.
Yeah. I thought. Well, I think we talked about this a little already, but there was kind of like a very quick turn of people's reactions to this prophecy. Because Paul's like, listen, MJ, I don't want to do this thing because I'm going to end up murdering people. She's like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. Right. Like, go do it. And then she's like, shit, you did it? What the fuck? I can't believe you did that.
Now I don't like you, even though I'm supposed to be your biggest supporter in the world.
Yeah.
Because I know you.
She's like, ugh.
And now she's like, Johnny, I'm going to have to try to stop you. I'm like, I don't like this, Johnny.
It's
fine. They just, it's a misunderstanding.
She gives him his children, you know? Like, she can't be all against him.
She doesn't understand about, like, political marriages.
In victory and defeat.
Right. Yeah. She did in the book.
Yeah.
In the book, she was totally cool. Supposed to work. She's doing just like Lady Jessica. She was the concubine so that Leto Atreides could get officially married if need be.
Yeah.
So, just like Paul.
Yeah, she's his like, official
wife gets no children from him.
Like, I'm the only one who knows your secret name, though. So I'm your real wife.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, some of that came off as a little weird. a little weird to me, where he's like, I'm not going to do it. Okay, I'll do it.
Well, it was, like, he was presented
it's going to be fine.
No other...
It's going to be fine. Fuck you.
He's presented with no other choice. But yes, her turnabout, I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just unsatisfied with the patriarchy.
Fair point.
It is like
I don't care for this change. Like, I don't like it.
Like, I thought it was going to be cool until I actually saw it happen, and I'm like, not into it.
Yeah.
Which I guess happens in real life.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but not with beloved properties.
Yeah.
They shouldn't do that.
Yeah. No, I mean, in like, real life, you can build something up in your head, like, I really want to go, I don't know, zip lining. And then you get up and you're like, oh, fuck.
And then you do it and, like, no.
I didn't want to be up this high.
Or you're me and I'm like, I'm looking at this from afar and giving that a big nope.
Yeah.
So.
No, I have kind of the South Park take on it, which is like, oh, that looks fun. And then it's like, oh, God, like, this is really boring.
Well, you know, your mileage may vary on
zip lining. But like, you know, like the point is, like, live in reality, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Don't spend so much time like building something up in your mind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One way or the other.
Proceed with caution if you're going to start a space holocaust.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if your would-be husband says, "I want to start a space holocaust," maybe dissuade him.
Oh, he tried to not do it, but
yeah.
Fate said, hey, you're
or, yeah, the other way around. I don't know.
People
I don't know if that's one of the vows.
Into place here like dominoes, and now you have no other choice.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
There's only one way things can go. Like, you might as well lean into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically the story.
Once that becomes apparent, yeah.
Right.
And then narrow, you do, and you wow people path. With your mind powers, because you can see shit.
Yeah.
And tell some dude how he's feeling so it backs him down, the fuck down, and he sits down and shuts up at your big meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Penn and Teller would tell you that kind of crowd work is really easy to do.
Probably.
Although his was a little more specific than like somebody
a
with a W
detail.
Name.
I mean,
sensing
for
a W.
Right.
For certain people it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah, it's again, like, going back to the sort of, like, Frank Herbert, like, new agey bullshit. Yeah. I mean, basically what it is, like, there is some, like, intuitive part of the human mind that is, like, all of this untapped potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're just tapping into it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I should have asked this at the top, but did anyone fuck their popcorn bucket? And, like,
nobody got that popcorn bucket, I don't think. They didn't provide the tops.
Damn it.
So.
What the hell?
I just
did
got
anyone bring
a flashlight
just in case? Like,
no. Like, I think it was decided that'd be too weird for folks, so they just didn't
just
go through
didn't
with
do it.
Well, I was. At least not around here. Maybe they didn't like New York. Who knows?
I was hopeful because for like 3 months after the Eras Tour came out, they still gave out the Eras Tour shit as like the medium popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hopeful they would just give me one, but no.
I even bought the special Dune set at the theater we went to.
Yeah.
They gave me a popcorn so huge I ate a lot of it and just barely dented the surface layer.
Oh, wow.
And
there's
I got
no popcorn big enough.
It's fucking huge. You could feed like 4 people with that thing.
No.
And then I got a special cup, too, with an Atreides logo lid.
Ooh.
Mm. So, an Atreides crest lid. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know if it was worth $30, but it was worth for the experience. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Just be like, I bought this fancy matching set at Dune Part 2. Yeah. So.
I feel like our theater gets those custom popcorn things for every movie that has one, mm-hmm. and then there's always a fuck ton left, because no one wants that shit.
Well, they do, but they don't want to pay $30 for something that's really shit. Yeah,
Well, Simon's like, hey, that one's look like it's a Ninja Turtle head. Can we have that popcorn? I'm like, no. What are you going to do with that shit?
Put it on the pile where it, you know, like, stops you from accessing everything in your room. Yeah. That's what you do with it.
You right. become like me, child, and fill your room with too much crap. Become the top layer
of stuff you look at, yeah.
I will say, at least here, like, Brittany is known for taking the reusable buckets we have, and she will put popcorn in them to eat for movies. So I'm like, okay, they're getting used, that's fine.
Like, we have two of those that we used to have where we had reusable popcorn buckets, and it was like $3 off if we brought them back.
Yeah, because that's what our theater did.
And now we have an Eras Tour set of buckets, because we're not going to throw that away.
I kind of want to get the new Regal one for this year that we saw, too. We don't go to the Regal Theater a lot because it's like 35 minutes away from here, and we have a movie theater 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah, that's far.
But they're not doing the year bucket because I asked when I went and saw a movie like in January. They're like, we're not doing that this year. I'm like, damn it. Why not? $15 once and then $4.99 every time after that. Like, why the hell would I not get this?
Yeah, right. Why wouldn't you?
But I guess they didn't make enough money from it, so.
Yeah. Well, speaking of making money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like this
NordVPN. Oh.
Is doing good.
It is.
Yeah?
It did very well its first weekend. It had those like pre-pandemic opening week numbers, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I was looking at earlier today. I guess the budget they estimated at like 190 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so far in the US it's up to like 180. So that's pretty good. It's been out for several weeks.
That's just here. So yeah.
You gotta like there's
it'll do fine in the international market.
Account for another like some percent, I don't know what percent, but like for marketing too, right. Like throw that in there.
Yeah, all the money they spent on pocket pussies.
Exactly.
Yeah. All but I didn't get. Like, come on. I do wonder who thought that was a good idea, but
yeah, I don't know. Like, I could see it being shaped like a sandworm, but the mm-hmm. the teeth is what did it for me.
Yeah.
Why?
How are you supposed to get the popcorn out and not sell this as just, you know, just fuck your popcorn bucket in the middle of the movie?
Yeah, well, you know.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess not. So anyway, the first one only came in at like 109 million, but that was like pandemic times.
Yeah, that was pandemic. Like,
I know I watched it on the home theater, so.
I did too.
Yes.
But it was a lot. It was a decent haul for when half people didn't want to show up.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm.
It did.
And you paid $20 for HBO to get it, to watch it.
It did make me think about the times when, like, $100 million would have been a very successful movie.
Right. Like when we were kids.
Or, like, a decently successful movie.
Yeah.
But.
And I'll say making that much money off of, like, $20 video watchings, anyone can watch it, too, is pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. And considering that in our house, like, 4 or 5 of us watched on the $120, so
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
that would have been like 50 or 60 at the theater, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a multiple of something, but.
I think that's how they kind of gauged success for it. It was like, we're betting a lot. There's like 4 to 5 people that are watching, you know, so that's a lot of eyeballs. So next time we release this, they will all pay.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that is kind of happening, so.
Right. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Danielle, who's definitely sitting right next to me, is texting me.
Okay. She's doing it. She doesn't have to interrupt the conversation.
She wants to know what you want for dinner.
I'm having pizza, man.
We're having pizza, too. What do you know?
Shit. I had pizza yesterday, so I can't do it again.
Yes, you can.
You could.
But I would.
You totally can.
Right.
Nothing is preventing you but you.
Yeah.
I'll have pizza tomorrow. How about that?
First, have a whole bunch of weed and then realize that nothing's stopping you from eating pizza.
Nothing's stopping me from doing anything.
Exactly. Except nothing is allowed.
That is some Camus shit, man.
Yeah.
Nothing is stopping you from doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Assassin's Creed quote? Nothing is real, everything is possible.
Everything is permitted.
Permitted. There you go. There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
Jump off a fucking tower into some hay.
Do whatever the fuck you
but
want.
But only
guys.
If you know you'll get the streaming whistle sound. Otherwise, you're just going to die.
Especially if you're 15.
Yeah.
Do whatever you
Cut
want.
Cut off your ring finger and hide a blade in your sleeve.
Yep.
It's the coolest.
You can easily assassinate people that way.
Stab them in the chin.
Spring loaded blade.
Yeah.
No one will ever notice under your flowy coat.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then touch them with a feather, and they like disintegrate, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's how this works.
Yeah,
that's totally okay. Real.
Yeah. So the next one's going to be Dune Messiah, right?
If they end up making it, yeah, it should be Dune Messiah's adaptation.
I was trying to find out if they've definitely confirmed they're doing the third one, and that's what it's going to
be. Not yet, but it seems pretty set. But the only problem is everyone's busy, so we probably won't get it until like 2020.
Another 3 years.
No, it's going to be like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, we won't be here.
So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, yep. I don't know if the interest will still be around for people to see it, but...
I mean, I'll see it.
Yeah, I'll watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll see it too, but...
It's gonna be fucking weird.
I'm just gonna be bummed. I'm like, you took like 5 fucking years to make another one. Like, come on.
Yeah, you're gonna go back and be like, it was like a decade ago when I saw this. I'm like, I'm interested to see more. Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, wait your like, turn. At least like, Timothée Chalamet is not gonna age.
He's not. He's not going to age.
And are you okay with that?
I have no opinion. Whatsoever. No. He can do whatever he pleases. It's none of my business.
You know, it's like, you know, like it could be really just like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Like good thing they didn't use like, you know, people the actual age or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Just give him that Indiana Jones treatment.
Oh, God.
Yeah, make they him look younger.
Oh, don't do that. Nobody do that.
Don't do it.
It was kind of effective, though. But also wasn't the whole movie, so...
No.
Yeah.
No.
It was just...
The rest of the movie was like, someone's grandpa's running.
Yep. I also bought that movie recently, so...
Nice.
If I can have it. Well, I need to get the other ones on the...
I mean, it was better than the one that shall not be named.
Yes,
you know, but yes. Like, yeah,
yeah. Well,
we're going to pretend to be in the jungle, but we're actually on a set somewhere, and everything is a blue screen.
So every Disney Plus movie or show, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
but it was bad in 2008. They didn't have the same whatever surround you tech they use now for
right.
Mandalorian. That's amazing. So.
It's still kind of bad, but it is bad.
I don't know. It looks fantastic. I can't tell if they're not.
I couldn't do better, but I can tell. They're not out in a field somewhere. But anyway. Well, whenever they decide to do it, I'll go see it.
Yeah.
And if we're still doing this, we'll talk about it and we'll be like, remember when everyone was having sex with their popcorn bucket?
Remember that.
Remember?
It'll been long enough we forgot that no one actually did that.
Next time they'll have an even sexier popcorn bucket.
Probably.
It's
the popcorn like, topper will be Zendaya's vagina.
I was gonna go with the other ones with Queen's Gambit girl.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a choice then.
Yes, you can choose your own. You can get the princess, little sister, or his desert wife.
You're right. And no qualms Jesus about Christ. It. It's just a co-branded effort with Fleshlight or something.
Yep. And if Pornhub is back in Texas, you can connect it to those certain videos that are interactive. It'll be great.
Yeah. It'll vibrate for you or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
VCs, call us.
Sometimes I think there's something.
We got ideas.
Yeah, we do. Tons of ideas.
Want to make sure everybody comes to your movie?
To make sure everybody comes at your movie. Oh!
You did it.
Yep.
All right. Did it. Shut it down. We're done. Can't top it.
We're over.
This was our terrible purpose that we all saw coming. But
yeah, it
like,
is.
Could not avoid.
Right.
Like, sorry.
When we saw the pictures of the popcorn bucket, we knew this was going to happen.
Sorry, right. I made the feelies into possible. Reality. So
I tried really hard not to talk not to about right jerking off at the movies.
Yeah,
but
we had to make the feelies become real.
It's the only place that we could have ended up.
Yeah,
we talked about it in our first episode. Mm-hmm. Mobile masturbatoriums.
Yep.
We haven't evolved since then.
That's right.
And we never will.
No, probably not. It's us.
So anyway, this is why if you're 15, you shouldn't have listened.
Right.
And now it's too late.
We are definitely not age appropriate for you all, so.
You guys are gross.
That's why we have a big warning, not safe for work.
I always love how at the end of a movie now, they're like, this has been rated R. Like, if you shouldn't have seen this, it's too late now.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
This was rated R. So, right. any final thoughts about fucking Dune?
I mean, it was good. I'm really glad these adaptations got made because...
It was good.
People doubted for decades that there would actually be a decent movie adaptation, and we got one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's flashy, it's bright and sandy. Yeah. Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Other Chris, what do you think?
Go watch Dune, I guess.
Yeah.
Go read it. And like,
and read it. Also, like, find, like, they're all good. Yeah. Watch the documentary about however you say his name, Khodorkovsky's failed attempt at it, because that's pretty good too, that documentary.
Yeah. So, yeah. Absolutely. And you know, keep it in sort of your like cultural back pocket for when you're like watching other things or reading other things and like seeing the effect that it had on and it, you know, and also like keep in mind that sort of like weird new agey science fiction back in the day they had some like interesting ideas about how people work and like they're not wrong,
right,
but just weird.
Yes.
Yeah, go watch.
If you just want weird sci-fi, go read anything by Philip K. Dick.
There you go.
So
go watch and read Dune, and then maybe watch one of your Star Wars and be like, oh wait a minute, moisture farmer,
right?
Desert. You've kind of seen the future.
Prophesy. A Star War.
A Star War.
A Star War.
One Star War.
Huh. What is it? I don't know how to say it in Italian, but I just remember my Italian.
Just brand to do your hand like this.
Star Wars figures I had with it, like the Italian name of it, Stellari at the end.
Stellari.
Which is basically Star War, you know?
Yeah. Estrellas or whatever.
Yeah.
It's Spanish, right? First start. Anyway.
I don't know.
So, Danielle, are you going to see the third one?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Well, we'll make it.
She sounds super excited about it.
But you know what you can see later this year? The next Planet of the Apes movie.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I will see that one.
Does it look really interesting?
I can't really remember, but I'm sure I will like it. I've liked all the rest. Even when I thought I would not.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about that than I was for this. I will get a bigger popcorn.
Awesome. I'm actually really excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think
it's going to be awesome. Yeah. We'll talk about it too.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Definitely.
So do you guys have anything else that's good?
Oh, tons of stuff.
Oh, God. Purim's
coming up. Books. What's coming? Oh,
Purim.
Purim, yeah.
Purim. I heard worms coming up. Like,
worms?
I'm thinking of Shai Halud still, but...
Oh.
But Purim, that would be good to become.
Purim, that's coming up. And books, reading, and coins, and all sorts of good stuff.
Coins.
All right.
Here's one of the books, that Spinoza book I talked about. When I got it, I was like, look, it came! Spinoza. Oh.
Spinoza.
By Ian Boruma, so it's... The few pages I read were good.
Remind me what it's about.
Our friend Baruch Spinoza.
Okay.
Who was a radical free thinker who led a life guided by strong moral principles despite his disbelief in an all-seeing God.
Oh.
Seen by many Christians as well as Jews as Satan's disciple during his lifetime, Spinoza has been regarded as a secular saint since his death. Many contradictory beliefs have been attached to his name. Rationalism or metaphysics, atheism or pantheism, liberalism or despotism, Jewishness or anti-Semitism. However, there is no question that he viewed freedom of thought and speech as essential to an open and free society.
Nice.
So in this insightful account, the award-winning author, Ian Buruma, stresses the importance of the time and place that shaped Spinoza, which is the 17th century in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Beginning with the Sephardim of Amsterdam and followed by the politics of the Dutch Republic. Though Spinoza rejected the basic assumptions of his family's faith and was consequently expelled from his Sephardic community, Buruma argues that Spinoza did indeed lead a Jewish life, a modern Jewish life.
Hmm. Oh, snap.
To Heine, totally Hess, modern. Marx, Freud, and no doubt many others today, Spinoza exemplified how to be Jewish without believing in Judaism. His defense of universal freedom is as important for our own time as it was in his.
Go back a seven. How to be Jewish without believing in Judaism?
Yeah.
Yeah, like culturally Jewish.
It's an ethno-religion, so you don't have to believe in God to still be Jewish.
Just do the Jewish stuff.
You're just still required, yeah. No. Even Chabad would say, we don't care if you believe in it or not, still do it. But Spinoza was like, I don't want to do that. Why? Let's question this stuff.
I gotcha.
But it's very much thought that, he didn't want to, not be around his people and whatnot. He just had different ideas.
Yeah.
At the time, they were like, well, we don't do that. And then it's also still kind of, in the midst of, a lot of the stuff with the Protestants still going on. Mm-hmm. The Reformation and the fallout and changes from that. So they're like, don't shake the boat, man. We got a nice place here after the Spanish Inquisition and the being expelled 200 years ago. It's so don't give him any reason to kick us out again. Yeah. But he was all like, no, I like freedom and thinking and questioning and all that kind of stuff. So they wrote some philosophy books too.
Yeah.
That are kind of popular still, but he spent a lot of his time after he got kicked out of the community, as a Latin teacher, a Latin tutor, and he was a lens grinder, so much stuff like that. And he had a bunch of good friends, but just kind of sad when he died, we have to bury you, but we can't bury you where you want to be. So we're just going to put you in this church plot
because
you got to go somewhere.
You do. So
that's how you did it. But he's an interesting guy.
All right.
Seems like an interesting guy.
Yeah. And the book series is pretty good. It's the Jewish Live series that Yale Press puts out. So they highlight a lot of different people. They have a shit ton of books.
And when is your book coming out?
So, mine?
Yeah.
After I'm dead or something? I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, we've got, I don't even know how many titles here, but they've got one on Einstein, Moshe Dayan. They do including David, from the Bible. Chaim Nachman Bialik.
I was just going to ask, the David?
Yeah, that guy, the David.
Who Elijah, saw the lady bathing Freud.
Yeah, Bathsheba.
Yeah.
Batsheva, but then we have Betty Friedan, Emma Goldman, Hank Greenberg, Peggy Guggenheim.
Her name had bath in it, and she was bathing.
Yep.
Yep.
So they just do a lot of people, Groucho Marx is the one listed after Maimonides. So they got a lot of good stuff. Harvey Milk,
there's
Arthur
no
Miller.
Important Jews between those two.
there's a ton in here. Warner Brothers, Elie Wiesel, that's the ones that have been published. This was the latest one. And then coming out, they're going to have Abraham, which probably they haven't done that yet. Hannah Arendt, the Baal Shem Tov, which will be good, too.
Hmm.
He's the guy that started the Hasidic movement 400 years ago.
Yeah.
300 years ago. He's an interesting guy. Israel something, the Baal Shem Tov. I can't remember his last name, but we share the same first name. Walter Benjamin. Oh, Franz Boas. That'll be good. He's the father of American anthropology.
Ooh,
so I'd like to read that one. Bob Dylan. Yeah. Anne Frank, George Gershwin, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Jesus. Finally being added to the Jewish Live series. That's controversial. Let's see how that goes.
I mean, he was Jewish.
I love it.
Yep. Yeah. And after that's Josephus, so that kind of fits.
All right.
This is all supposed to come out of Louis Kahn, Mordecai Kaplan. Oh, that'll be good. Carol King, Fiorella LaGuardia. I didn't know LaGuardia was Jewish until recently. Because it's a name Fiorella LaGuardia.
Uh-huh.
I would not have guessed, but Italian Jew must be.
Yeah.
Mahler, Norman Mailer, Louis B. Mayer, and Irving Thalberg.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Oppenheimer, Ayn Rand, Rebecca, Philip Roth, Edmund de Rothschild, Jonas Salk, Rebbe Schneerson, that's the Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the last Chabad Rebbe. Some of whom say he was a Messiah, but we still didn't get a kingdom and a new temple, so that's fine. Stephen Sondheim, Susan Sontag, Gertrude Stein, Billy Wilder, and Ludwig Wittgenstein.
Yeah.
So they got a lot of good stuff coming. Interesting. Out. So all the rest of them, they have a ton of them, and that's.
I only remember a handful of those being in that Adam Sandler song.
Is there a Mel Brooks? There should be a Mel Brooks.
Yes, he's on the first page of published time. Oh,
shit.
Halfway down.
I want to read Jewish? That.
Huh? No, really? Right?
He doesn't look. Doesn't
and,
look.
And this is great. His book is called Mel Brooks, Disobedient Jew.
By Yay! Dahmer, so. Yay!
Like it.
That one's probably really good.
Yeah.
Because they get interesting people to do the. To write the books, because I have the Ben Gurion one too, but I haven't read it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy who wrote the Spinoza one is the Paul W. Williams Professor of Human Rights and Journalism at Bard College. Mm-hmm. And he's the author of many books, including Murder in Amsterdam, Liberal Europe, Islam, and the Limits of Tolerance, and contributes to Harper's and the New Yorker. He's a Dutch guy, I think, originally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I think they picked him, because he talks about that in the book a bit, like, he went back to the Netherlands and walked around, like, where Spinoza grew up and talks about the house. And, like, I think the house is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the area around it that was the Jewish area but isn't anymore. And, like, kind of what it was like being growing up a Dutch person and, like, not really know, like, kind of being aware of this stuff but not as much, not very detailed on it and whatnot. So, but Spinoza is one of my favorite, like, early modern, like, Jewish, famous Jewish people just because he's really interesting and kind of a, he's so different from what people expect, you know?
Right.
So, and I tell people, like, anyone, like, if you're interested in, like, an interesting guy, kind of want to explore some philosophy, like, check out Spinoza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people who cite him now as, like I said, like, the father of modern free thinking or the father of, like, kind of discarding traditional religious stuff but still maintaining, like, your culture and, like,
some kind of identity.
Yeah, right. Some kind of identity, but you don't have to believe in stuff the old-timey way.
Yeah.
The sad and odd thing is they tried to get his harem undone a few years ago in Amsterdam by the rabbis in the Sephardic community. Like, they were all for it, but they're like, crap, we read the ruling on it, and, like, the logic is sound here, so we can't undo it. And like, shit. So, sorry, but, you know, Baruch, sorry. You're excommunicated.
We really didn't want to.
Well, they did at the time, but
we did.
Everyone
want to,
wants but... to undo it, and we can't. Like,
following
the rules of how it works, but like Jewish excommunication is like
that's incredibly Jewish.
Yeah, it is. It was so Jewish. I'm like, we wanted to undo this, but we couldn't. The reasoning is sound. We can't.
Like, we can't were too good.
Yes, our ancestors were too good.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
But, yeah, a lot of cool stuff.
Nice.
Springtime's coming. Spring is getting here. It's been in the 70s lately, so that's nice.
Yeah, man.
You know, had that time change, so. That's good.
That was nice.
No, I totally forgot about it. I had no idea. Well, I woke up because all my shit changed, my clock, my phone.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know until I got in my car, and my car said it was 10:20 instead of 11:20. I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't even notice, except my watch is wrong.
I texted Brittany, like, Brittany, did we travel through time last night? She's like, yeah. I'm like, shit, yes, I totally forgot.
Yes, you did.
I'm like, no wonder I'm a little tired. I lost a little bit of sleep here.
Right. Yep.
Sorry, well, I talked a lot.
Other Chris? Anything else?
Oh, jeez. Oh, something good. Oh, my God. Let's see. Well, a couple of things. Something that's like not very good, but I'm still going to tell people to watch it. I watched, Neil Breen's new movie, which is, Cade, The Tortured Crossing.
Oh.
Okay.
I've not even heard of this.
Okay. So if you don't know Neil Breen is a dude who's like, I don't know, probably in his 60s. Like, I think he's a Las Vegas resident. He seems like a Las Vegas resident. Anyway, he's a dude that does these basically vanity projects.
Uh-huh. Oh.
He's like, I'm going to make a movie because I'm a genius.
Yeah. Okay.
But his movies are like, at least like, okay. So this one, Cade the Tortured Crossing, is actually a sequel to another mm-hmm. one called Twisted Pair. I don't even want to get into that. Okay. But this movie was shot almost entirely on green screen.
Mm.
You know, like visual effects provided by Adobe, right? uh-huh. Like terrible actors. He has a penchant for hiring like probably former strippers.
Yeah.
He people who just like, I want to be in a movie, and right. it's like a $12 movie, you know. Like, I mean, it costs $12 to make, right? Like my, right. my friend, he bought the DVD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, the DVD came in like an unmarked slim case, right? With like the sort of, sticker printed on the top of it, you know, like, and it had like, a legal warning, like, not for any purpose, commercial or uncommercial. Like, I'm like, and in one instance, like, the word commercial is spelled incorrectly. And like,
perfect.
Like, seriously, like, the way you get this movie is you go to the guy's website, and I'm pretty sure he just like burns a DVD for you and like slaps a sticker on it and mails it to you.
Wow.
Yeah, like, It's a very bad movie.
I'm getting like Tommy Wiseau vibes.
Yeah.
Very much. And,
yeah.
And, but like it is worth watching for exactly that reason, that it makes, it makes no goddamn sense. Anything that happens makes no goddamn sense. And it's, mm-hmm. it is so entertaining.
Yeah.
So like, oh, wow. Anyway, enjoy that.
Yeah.
any Neil Breen film, like go for it.
Oh my god, and... this webpage is amazing.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah.
Good.
It looks okay. Like they made it for GeoCities.
Yes. Yes. like if you thought that someone was doing this purposefully, you'd be like, that's genius.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the fact that this dude is just like completely unaware of anything. And like just yeah. going about his life, and this is what comes out, like, is also kind of amazing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and.
Oh, hold on. Oh. No person or distribution platform has the legal right to sell, rent, stream, distribute, or podcast any Neil Breen film. So, shit.
Oh, shit, you gotta cut delete. All this out.
I you gotta think cut it's all okay this to mention out. It.
I think we're probably okay because
you're probably fine. We can make a fair use argument of just talking about it.
He's not allowed to listen.
Yeah.
If you're Neil Breen, you can't listen.
It's for educational purposes.
Correct.
Yeah. This is a parody.
No money will be gotten from this. Don't worry.
And the other day I watched Bottoms.
Oh, I've heard good things about that.
Bottoms is very funny and everyone should watch it.
Okay.
Including all the 15-year-olds.
Especially them. Mm-hmm.
Especially them. Like, they'll get the most out of it, I think.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I think you're totally right.
Yeah.
Add it to my ever-increasing list of shit I need to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then I don't.
Right.
Then I don't, because I'm busy playing Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Well, you know.
There's so much shit to do. But
yes.
Anyway. Sorry, was that the end of your what else is good?
That is everything good in my life.
Everything?
No, I don't know. We'll talk later. We'll talk later.
Some of the things that are in your life.
Yeah.
Well, the one I wanted to bring up, and I read this a little while ago, so I'm going to have to like jog my memory of some of this, but I read a book called Little Eyes by Samantha Schweblin.
Uh-huh.
And it was a translation from Spanish, but I listened in English, but it is kind of like kind of like Black Mirror is a good like temperature check for like the tone of the book, but the book is about this toy that they bring out called a Kentucky, mm-hmm. which is kind of like a Furby and a Tamagotchi.
Okay.
So they're like little, you know, tiny Furby-sized animals that when you turn them on, it makes a connection between that toy and somebody somewhere in the world that's decided they're going to be your Kentucky.
Okay.
So
okay.
they connect you to a computer program, and then someone's controlling the Kentucky, and mm-hmm. they have a camera where they can see the what the thing is saying and hear what everyone's saying to them, but you can't talk through it.
Mm. Huh.
So it's a whole, it's like an anthology of stories about people on both sides of that equation. So both people who've received them and are now living with basically a stranger in their house that looks like a bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And people that, like, I don't know, their kid who's moved out of their house is like, you're alone in the house now, so you should be a Kentucky. And making connections and, like, it was really, really interesting because since it's a bunch of different stories,
yeah,
she used it to kind of explore a bunch of different topics around like friendship and like pet ownership, like thinking about the kind of shit you would do around a pet that if suddenly that's some person that's maybe like taking a screenshot of what's happening, you're like, I might not do that then. Like,
mm-hmm.
and you know, who would benefit from this or what kind of person would sign up to basically be a pet for somebody else. And, you know, talking about, like online culture and privacy and just a whole bunch of different topics that get covered by it. But
mm-hmm.
it was really interesting. I kept waiting for them all to interconnect somehow, but that never really happened except sort of thematically.
Mm.
The thing that she did that I want to call out that helped me a lot was because the each Kentucky is different. Each story has a different animal Kentucky, and that helped me remember who the fuck was doing anything. Like, okay, this one is the bunny, so that's the lady who's in like Brazil or whatever, and she's connected to the girl in Germany whose boyfriend is stealing from her purse after they have sex.
Oh, jeez.
The dragon is the kid who, his Kentucky's in like Scandinavia and he wants to go see snow. And, the Italian guy has the weasel and yeah. So that helped me remember who was who, but
mm-hmm.
really interesting. I thought it was worth the listen.
Nice.
Sounds like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all I got.
All right.
And also Final Fantasy Rebirth, but you know.
Right.
No one needs me to recommend that. I do just love, though, what they've done with having your party there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the original game, they're not in your party. You don't usually see them until a cutscene.
Yeah.
But now they just kind of follow you around.
Oh.
Oh,
like well, Barret nice. Is just kind of in the background over there.
Just hanging mm-hmm. out.
He's like, hey guys. While I'm riding the Chocobo places, he's on the Chocobo too.
Well,
and specifically anything that Red 13 does in the game is my favorite thing because they're yep. like, yeah, fucking lion guy is gonna ride a chocobo too.
Yeah,
he's gonna climb up this sheer mountain cliff with you also.
Adorable.
He's just so cute. Anyway, I'm gonna hit stop.
I'll do that too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Danielle, did you have some?
Do I have anything else that's good? Chicago was fun.
Oh, yeah? What do you like about Chicago?
That they had Ghirardelli. And we ate ice cream twice.
Yeah.
Their theater was very pretty. It was nice to walk around, although very cold.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish things would have been open longer.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
And that people weren't, like, kicking you out within, like, 1 minute of closing time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to each their own, I guess.
I guess. Fair enough. I liked Chicago also. I was sad the Bean was closed.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
We saw it anyway.
Yeah, we
just
did.
Just not as good.
We should have stood on the cone things like the other people did. We should have broken the rules. Who's going to stop us? No one.
No one was stopping them.
Yeah, we should have done it. We would have done it better.
No, okay. No, I'm gonna
stop. All right. Stop-oo.
Okay, that was the session for today. Homework for this time is for you to get online and tell Travis and the Chrises that they shouldn't ever do a recording without me ever again. Like, what were they even thinking? For On Second Thoughts today, I ain't fucking doing it. That's Travis's thing. He's the one that fucked up. I'm not correcting his bullshit. Today's episode was foretold over hundreds of generations by hundreds of priestesses, but when it comes down to it, was just made up by Chris Ham, and Chris Other Chris Jacobson. It was edited by Travis, could never be a Chris Rowe, was blessed to have me, Danielle Rowe, and was sponsored by no one in particular. Until next time, keep fucking reading.
Perfect.
Alright. We did it live.
We'll do it live.
Hello, and welcome back to RTFB. This is Danielle, and today Chris, Other Chris, Travis, and I are talking about Dune Part 2. Well, they're talking about it, and I'm going to crime... Oops.
Did you want to read it through it one time?
It looks like an R.